Actress Molly Ringwald, The Breakfast Club is very white, doesn't represent our world today. By Paul Bois on April 17, 2025. Actress Molly Ringwald threw some shade at the John Hughes classic The Breakfast Club for the film's 40th anniversary, calling it very white and unrepresentative of the world today. Appearing at the 40th anniversary reunion of the movie that made her world famous, Ringwald and all the original cast members joined for the first time in four decades at the C2E2 Pop Culture Convention in Chicago this past Saturday. While the mood was generally nostalgic, Ringwald injected some modern politics into the mix. "I personally don't believe in remaking that movie, because I think this movie is very much of its time," said Ringwald. "It resonates with people today," she continued. "I believe in making movies that are inspired by other movies but build on it and represent what's going on today. This is very, you know, it's very white, this movie. You don't see a lot of different ethnicities. We don't talk about gender. None of that. And I feel like that really doesn't represent our world today." Ringwald concluded that she would like movies more inspired by The Breakfast Club but take it in a different direction. While other cast members agreed that the movie should not be remade, they felt that the film's strong emphasis on character would have a difficult time finding its way in modern Hollywood. "Movies today are concept-driven, they're not character-driven. And the beauty of John is that he focused on characters first," said actor Emilio Estevez. "And when you think about trying to pitch this movie today, it's about five kids sitting in a library all day in detention. And then the studio executives would march you right out the door and say, 'Where are the monsters? Where's the car chases? Where are the big effects?'" It's also important to remember that we made this movie for $1 million, which at the time was still a lot of money but by Universal standards was not. "It was not thought of as a big, giant tentpole film as they make today," Estevez continued. "So there was a lot of risk involved, but by today's standards, this movie, I don't think, would ever get made." As Breitbart News profiled in the past, Ringwald has been critical of her work in films like The Breakfast Club. John Nolte previously delivered a rebuttal against some of her arguments. He wrote, "The whole point of the movie is that beneath these off-putting archetypes there is a whole person. Someone worth knowing, maybe even someone you could get close to. For example, we learn that deep down inside, Claire is not a prissy, uptight snob. She is merely behaving in the way her friends and parents expect her to behave." Ringwald has also criticized some of the situations in 16 Candles. "Back then I was only vaguely aware of how inappropriate much of John's writing was, given my limited experience and what was considered normal at the time. I was well into my 30s before I stopped considering verbally abusive men more interesting than the nice ones," she said. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.